The Ukrainian president, though, characteristically blunt.
Decades of the old relationship between Europe and America are ending. From now on, things will be different, and Europe needs to adjust to that. I really believe that time has come. The armed forces of Europe must be created.
Vladimir Zelensky also had a message for Donald Trump, who's vowed to end Russia's war.
Ukraine will never accept deals made behind our backs without our involvement. And the same rule should apply to all of Europe. No decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine. No decisions about Europe without Europe.
But it's unclear how much of this is within his control. As it emerged, the US is sending envoys to Saudi Arabia to start peace talks between Moscow and Kyiv. The new Dutch prime minister isn't keen on a European army, as that's covered by NATO, but he does agree the continent needs to strengthen its defences.
What is happening in Ukraine already for 3 years is an important signal for Europe that the peace we have now for almost 80 years is not to be taken for granted.
The past few days couldn't have been a bigger wake-up call for Europe about their vulnerability when America isn't completely on side. The big question for leaders here, though, is whether or not they can convince their own societies not just to invest more in defence, but to be willing to fight in a crisis.